Hey, Kareem.
Hi, Doree.
We got a great show tonight on Angel Coaches, and it's all about dreams. So why don't you share with everybody what we're going to talk about?
Oh, we're talking about dreams.
Sorry about that.
No, that's exactly it. We're talking about, you know, the different types of dreams and interpreting common dream symbols. You know, I love dreams. It's like, you know, a lot of times we say our prayers and we ask for certain messages to be given to us. And a lot of times it's difficult for us to trust the messages that we receive when we're awake. But when you receive the messages in your dreams, you have no question about it. You can absolutely 100% trust it because, you know, you got it in your dream. So, and what's beautiful about dreams is that they remind us that we're all spiritual beings here. And, you know, they help us to awaken to a higher resource of knowledge within ourselves. You know, they provide us with valuable insights and information onto what's happening in our daily lives, what our next steps can be. They help us to face our fears. And it's the one of the easiest ways for spirit to communicate with us because we don't have our, you know, conscious selves getting in the way. So So tonight's show is about dreams and dream interpretations and symbols and types of dreams.
I like that. You know what I love about dreams, Kareem, too, as well, is whatever you're trying to say, I'd like to know more about myself regarding whatever it is, love relationships, life choices, career, and you get sometimes in the dream state, you'll get these messages and you're like, well, it can't be that. I can't be an egotistical maniac, or I can't be afraid, you know what I mean, or have commitment issues. But in the dream state, you'll get a lot of messages about really things that you instead of, not only instead of, but sometimes you're asking when the job's going to come, and it'll give you not only that you're going to get a job, but before you get the job, this is stuff that you got to work on. You know what I mean? You and I've talked about that before, because we've had our own dreams with different things going on in our lives, and also with a lot of our clients too, as well. So we got it. Anyway,
I'm an archangel, Michael. Did we just hear a voice from heaven?
Yeah, archangel Michael. I'd like to put in my
I know. I don't know if the people out there heard that, but our producer there just told us that we had Michael waiting on line one. So we were just joking that, is that Archangel Michael speaking to us right now? That was a voice from heaven we just heard.
Yeah. Maybe it's he's speaking to the folks that are listening in. How cool is that? So anyway, I love that. You know what, Kareem, we're going to take him in just a second or two. So, but I like that about dreams, and I like that we have Archangel Michael communicating with us. So cool. But you and I both have talked to some people that have had some amazing dreams, angels coming to them in their dreams, and I think, what do you call those, prophetic dreams, right? Prophetic dreams when angels come to you, or, you know, I think...
message they can be. I mean, they can come. The angels can come to you to give you any messages, you know, relating to anything. It can be prophetic or a problem solving dream, helping you to face your fear dream, or just teaching you something too.
Right?
Yeah, which is really great. And no dream symbol, even if it's a nightmare, is a bad dream at all. A lot of times, when it comes to you as a nightmare, where you're waking up and you're like, what was that about? And you're totally scared, or like me, sometimes I wake up and I'll actually be talking or screaming. That's when you really have to pay attention to what the messages were, or the symbols in that dream, because it's your angels or your higher self or God, spirit, trying to get your attention. And so it's impacting you on such an extreme level like that, so that you really wake up to it. Yes, but I do like the gentle dreams, though. The gentle ones, nice and gentle, where an angel is just standing there telling you what you need to do next, would be great all the time.
Yeah, right? No work, just listen. You know, that's what you call learning by knowledge instead of experience. Unfortunately, most of us learn by experience, you know what I mean? And then we get the gentle teachers. But, yeah, and I like that. So the messenger dreams are always cool. I know you and I've had them, and we've talked to people. I think we've got a caller that's going to be on in just a minute that's had some messenger dreams, too, from angels. And let's talk a little bit about prophetic dreams. So prophetic dreams can be not only about yourself, but other, you know, I know people, clients of ours that have had dreams that things are going to happen you know, in the environment or in cities or things like that. And they do. You know, that I had a friend of mine that had a dream. This is not a cool thing to say, but she had a dream that 9/11 was going to happen. And she dreamed it, and she goes, I saw, and she saw the planes crashing, and you know, she says, but out of it, she goes, there was a wake-up call, and people really started to understand how words and thoughts and everything really count. And she goes, it really brought the, you know, not that 9/11 needed to happen, but that's just one thing that she said came out of it, you know what I mean, because there was a lot of stuff there. But she had a dream about it about 2 years before it came or happened. Have you ever met anybody like that? Or do we have clients that dream about things too as well, prophetic dreams. So
Right, where they know that, you know, their family member is going to get sick. Or a lot of times, I believe one of our clients had a dream that she was going to get the job. And she's been getting that in her dreams, right? That, you know, an angel's been coming to her telling her, you know, just to rest assured and to find joy in the process right now because the dream is coming. And so that's a prophetic dream. But absolutely, I think I remember I was telling you this book about Edgar Casey, about the author that had a dream about the Titanic.
Yeah.
And she had it about 10 years before the Titanic was built and then sunk. But her dream was about she was given a ship by the name of the Titan that had the same amount of passengers, didn't have enough lifeboats on deck, and then sank as well. And 10 years later, it happened. But she said that she received it in a dream and then wrote what she thought was a fictional book about this boat.
And it was the real thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too. You know, Nostradamus, I don't know if you've seen, Edgar Casey does a lot with dreams, but Nostradamus, who lived eons of time ago, centuries ago, had visions and dreams and wrote about things that were going to happen in this time period, you know what I mean? So that's kind of interesting when, you know, before there were electricity, before there were cars, before there was running water, he was writing about airplanes flying in the air, world wars, and those kind of things too. So people can really tap in. You know what I feel like it is too, and I don't know what you think, but maybe it's kind of like an antenna, you know what I mean, on a TV and you, or a cable station, you turn into a different station, you can receive more, or turn onto a different one, you can receive a different channel, you know, where it's not as much. What do you think? How does someone tune in and get dreams, different types of dreams? What are your thoughts on that?
I think a way that you can kind of control and work with your dreams is, you know, each night before you go to bed, ask for a certain message or ask for clarity in a certain situation. And that way you're kind of, you're already setting your radio, you know, dial to that frequency of expectation of having a message come through or something like that. You know, a lot of times if I don't ask for anything, and I leave it to spirit just to show me whatever is and for my highest and best good and those involved with me. I'll get some clearing dreams, which are basically exactly that. It just clears out the information from the day and sorts through all the mental and emotional clutter that you have going on. And it begins the process of releasing useless concerns and helps the body to and the mind to relax. And so those are the dreams where you wake up and you kind of go, okay, I don't think that dream meant anything because you're not having a really emotional response from it, but you feel really released, like a huge weight has been lifted off your shoulder. That's a clearing dream, and I'm grateful for those. Sometimes I'll just, you know, and spirit usually knows they give you what you can handle, and sometimes if they've been giving you a lot of message dreams in a row, sometimes in the middle of it, they'll just throw you a little clearing dream, so now you can just kind of clear out and re-energize and then, you know, and help you to process.
I like those, the clearing dreams. Those are really good, too, as well. You know, there are certain types of dreams that have, I don't know if anyone knows this, I'm sure you do, we have play guides, and they're clear. Me, for instance, or, you know, they will send your play guides, and these guides are just to help you have fun, clear out the negative energy and everything like that, and I had a friend of mine, and she said she was a client at first and then became a Reiki client and, you know, took Reiki with me. But she said, I was sleeping when you started doing Reiki on me. And she goes, all of a sudden, I saw this big foot with big green toenails. And I thought to myself, he definitely needs a new color or a different pedicure. And he goes, I'm one of your play guides. And he said, and she goes, we really had a great deal of fun. And she goes, and I was able to, like, leave with, you know, you were doing the Reiki. And she goes, I was able to sleep and connect with this guide. And she goes, I didn't even know he existed. And I said, you see, you asked to have more fun and to release, and look what happened. So when you ask that, ask for your play guides, because you have those, everybody has them, and you can play with them on the other side, and they can help you release and have fun, because that's what they're there to do. Did you know that?
Oh, isn't that cool? That's great. So they bring joy, they help bring joy into your life experience. That's great.
I know. I was sitting there going, wow, you know. And I remember, you know, different people telling me different, you know, people that you would never think that would have the ability to play in their dream. You know, very somber. I remember this guy, he was like tall and slim, and he was like 150 years old. He goes, me and my play guide, we go skiing. I was like, that's cool. They're not on this plane. Not in this lifetime, right? And he said, no. He goes, I'm way too old now. He says, on the other side, we go skiing. And he goes, we wear shorts and T-shirts. And he goes, at the end of every dream, he goes, after I relax and the guide has helped me play and release, he said, I'll get the answer to what I've been looking for. I was like, oh, that's cool, you know, too, as well. So sometimes, however you do it, like you said, you do it the way you do it. Some people use play guides. That's what I prefer. But I've had both of them. And then you can come back and get your answer, you know what I mean, a lot quicker, I think. So anyway,
I like that. I know. I feel good after I have a clearing dream. Usually I don't really know what it's about. I just know I feel lighter. A lot of times that's when you know you're having a clearing dream, is when you wake up and you feel somewhat lighter. Something has been lifted. And usually, you know, and then you can take another look at the symbols, but usually the purpose of that is just to kind of clear out the residual gunk energy that we're carrying around with us every day. Especially that'll happen a lot for me after I have a whole bunch of teaching or problem solving dreams that are coming in with like really significant messages, or giving me next steps to a situation, or giving me insight into something. And it's really, a lot of information given, you know, through a certain period of time. I will consciously take a break, you know, like probably once a week. I'll just say, okay, I'm not asking for anything tonight. Just, you know, whatever. I leave it up to you. And that's usually when I get a clearing dream, because I think the angels are kind of going, okay, she's on information overload here. So we'll help her.
We need to give her a little break, right?
right. You know, the teaching dreams are really great. Those are the dreams that are giving you teaching from, you know, giving you information about a problem that you're going through, offering you solutions on how to deal with a situation or relationship. And those are the dreams where when you wake up, you're like, and you feel, you know, I know what to do next. Uh-huh. You know, a lot of discoveries have been made from these kind of dreams with people. When you wake up and you have that aha moment, like, or you have like a revelation or an epiphany, that's because you were taught something that really was helping you on your path in that dream. And it usually prepares you for what's going to happen the next couple of days. And deja vu experiences, a lot of deja vu experiences when you have happen, you know, throughout the day, you know, we come across, you know, things that make us go like, oh, that's deja vu. A lot of times that is when you have that, it's remembering the superconscious mind has stored in the subconscious memory back in the dream state. Or the deja vu can be from a past life. But in relating to dreams, you are recalling something that was shown to you while you were in the dream state, some of the times, which is quite exciting. I haven't had a deja vu in quite a while, but those are always joyful when you have it, because you know that what you are going through at that particular time was meant to happen on a soul level, and you understand it. I love that.
I do too as well. You know, and most people think, well, I can't remember my dreams or I never dream. You always dream. And what I'd like to share with you, because you and I, as I said before, we talk about dreams a lot. I think just about every day, because we're always getting
every
something.
Every day. You know? I know, every day.
But one of the things that you and I, you and I have talked about regarding dreams is that there's always some sort of message in there. There really is. And even if you can't remember the dream, it makes an imprint on your soul. You know what I mean? And your soul always catches it for you and will give you the energy or the messages, like you were just saying, with that deja vu. But you always, always retain what you need to retain. Okay? So that's something that's, you know, when you and I talked about that, I was like, wow, that feels great. You know, so because there's times I like get like bits and pieces and can't remember the whole dream. But I know that you and I talked about a couple of things that we do and we shared with others is if you take a pad and a paper and keep it by your bedside, a lot of times when you first open your eyes, you can remember things really easily. It'll come back to you full force. And I know you do a lot with recording. You have your phone by your bed and record, don't you? Like your dreams, because you wake up all during the night.
Yeah. I'll record them on a voice recorder, or I have a little notepad program that I have on my phone that I just kind of type into so that I make sure that I'm remembering it. It's been really useful. And when you get into the habit of that, you start to remember your dreams a lot more easier. But then again, sure, like what you just said, if you don't remember it, I know we've spoken to a couple people about the fact that they are worried that they cannot remember their dreams and they're struggling with that. But rest assured that your soul retains the information. So even if you don't consciously remember it, your subconscious, your unconscious, your superconscious has retained the information that was given, and so will guide you on your path because you have the knowledge within you. And that always makes me feel better because there was a time when I would say, oh my goodness, I can't remember. But, you know, when you feel, and you'll know it too, even if you can't remember, just kind of sit quietly for a second and say, how do I feel about not remembering? Do I feel as though I somewhat okay with that, comfortable with that? And on a very deep level, at a soul level, you will feel like, okay, I don't need to remember it. I somehow got the message there. And you will. You'll know. Because the next time a situation comes up, you'll be able to know and decide what your choices are faster than you did before because you were given previous insight. And that's a sign that you have retained the information.
Yeah, that's true. I know that that's worked for me as well and our clients too. You know, a couple things. Let's talk before we've got a couple callers here. So what we'll do is we'll talk a minute or so on dream themes. A lot of times, teeth falling out. What does that mean? Because we get that a lot. You know, people, my teeth are falling out.
And, oh, I just told you I was getting that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, yeah, okay, time to go to the dentist. No, not necessarily, but what does teeth falling out mean usually?
I was getting that when I was a teenager, and that would happen when I was not speaking up or voicing my opinion, if I was not honoring myself by just keeping quiet. Then I would always have a dream about, you know, either all my teeth falling out or one tooth falling out or, you know, no teeth. And it would scare me. And, you know, as a teenager, because, you know, your teeth are, you know, part of your, you need your teeth.
And so, right. Yes,
you
right.
know, yeah, to have a dream where you really feel the emotions from not having any teeth. I mean, I remember feeling really emotionally involved in this dream, like feeling everything surrounding if you did not have any teeth and you woke up one day with no teeth. I mean, I was so impacted by that, I remember. And now to come find out, it just means that when you're given that dream, it just means that you should, there's something that you're looking, that is going on in your life that is impacting you and that you are not speaking up about. You're not speaking your truth or voicing your opinion in a loving, compassionate way, of course. But it's something that is like basically reminding you to take a look at a certain situation and to speak up.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'm going to share this with you. I remember I had a dream a few years ago. I was in a ballet studio in the dream, and I was taking ballet. I had a date the next day, or no, I had a date that night, and my tooth fell out. And I have to tell you. I was like, what did that mean at that time? Because you were telling me about yours. And it's like, you know what? I remember I did not want to go out with that guy. And I didn't know how to get out of the date. You know what I mean? Because you say, let's go. And then it's like, you've ever had second thoughts and you just didn't want to hurt his feelings. And so if your teeth are falling out in a dream and you want to speak up, it's better to speak up, right? That's a good thing, right? So if you have to say to a guy or a girl, I don't want to go out with you or something, speak up. That's the best thing. Hey, we've got a couple callers, and I know some of them have been there for, I think Michael's been on there for a little bit. So you want to go ahead and take them?
Sure.
Okay, let's talk to Michael.
All right. Hi, Michael.
Michael.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. We can hear you now. We're back in that corn booth. Can you hear me now? Remember that commercial? So, anyway, hey, Michael, I know you're calling from Kansas. Is it a little chilly there?
Oh, man. It is 19 degrees in the shade. We're going to go skinny dipping.
Well, there you go, exactly. If you have a dream that you're frostbit, you know that's probably a prophetic dream, okay? So, hey, you know, Corrine and I have had the opportunity to have you on our show a couple of times, and I know you do a lot of spiritual, you know, prayer and meditation. That's what you're doing now. And you've had some really incredible dreams. Share with us, because I know that people will be able to relate that are listening. So what kind of dreams have you had, and what do you feel is bringing them on?
Well, first of all, I've been really taking the humble road and road. I've been asking to be shown certain things, what I need to do better in my life, how do I need to improve in communication. Actually, just taking my questions and meditation and prayers, you know, to God and the universe, and to, like, really be humble. And a lot of times in the dreams that I'll get almost like a rewiring of, like, a new download. And sometimes during that time when I'm asleep and I'm getting these downloads, they'll come in different types of visualizations, like clear water or being in a field and feeling the air and the breeze and, you know, these type of things where things are coming in and you're making those types of connections. A lot of times also during the dream states that I've had, there have been some things that I didn't like. And I would actually literally try to wake up, and my angels wouldn't let me. It's like, you know, someone holding you down and you can't move. You know, I guess that was like in the middle of an important download or something of that nature. And then a lot of times after those types of dreams that I would have, I would get signs during the day. If I remember seeing a field, or being in an open, laying on a bed of grass or something, you know, like if you're in a park or something like that, I'll usually drive by someplace, or if I'll get lost somewhere, and I'll get one of these inspirations, like, not a deja vu, because I've had those before, but almost like something to trigger a remembrance. Like if I can remember a sound of a bird, I'll actually kind of see that bird or see something similar to that, and it would almost be a picturistic reinvention of what I had seen. Mm-hmm. Not word for word, painting by painting or picture, but kind of just showing me that, okay, I guess the download that I had worked, and now I'm going to start processing. And I've been doing that for the past 3 to 4 months, just to ask and to be humble. And one of the other things that I've noticed is that a couple of times I actually had a vision of, like in a dream, that I was in a hospital, sitting in a hospital bed, you know, literally. And those are the type of things that when I know something like that happens, not so much being physically ill that will come on in the next 3 to 4 weeks, but that's almost like a makeshift, a reworking, because what happens to me is that if I get ill, that is the perfect opportunity for me to let down my defenses and to be open to what it is that I'm to learn and what it is that I'm to do, what it is that I'm to become, what if there's a message that I'm missing. So a lot of these things that I've been asking for, I'll get them first in a dream state, and then they'll manifest it shortly thereafter.
Well, I know that in a dream state, birds mean messengers, just to give you a heads up. And, Kareen, right, they do mean messengers. I think that's what they, if I'm not mistaken. And also...
Yeah. Spiritual freedom, too, and the ability to soar to a higher awareness.
Oh, that's good, Michael. That's what you're doing. You talked about. And he had a dream about being in the hospital, and just to give you a heads up, he had to check himself in the hospital the other day to do some tests, and you wanted to do something to see, to check something out in what was going on in your personal life, and you got some real good answers, just, you know, so maybe that was a... not only them downloading, your angels downloading things for you, but giving you another opportunity to do something that you've wanted to do, to make sure, I know that you had a dream that you wanted to know something, and you got that, you got the answer in the hospital, you know, one of your answers in the hospital. I talked to you about that. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
Anyway, Michael, so thank you so much. We've enjoyed having you speak in the past, and you're successful. You're a successful businessman. Has any of that ever came to you in dreams of how to run your business, how to start a business, or did any of that come to you in a dream?
Some of my answers are a little bit to problems. Yes, something very simple, simplistic. If I had to move some clients around, or had to look for a place to rent, or had a problem with a particular program, something very simplistic would come in, like walking into a new house and a picture of a house, 3-bedroom or 2-bath or something of that nature, and I had to move some clients. I'd actually would get a picture in a dream of a house, maybe not particular of what I should be looking for, but the answer would be coming, and it would be coming soon. Sometimes I'll get numbers. Sometimes those numbers will add up to either a couple of days or a couple of weeks. Or sometimes, I remember I was worried about a couple of programs, and I actually had a dream that I saw some numbers. It was, 2217. And that actually, at the time, was an address to a house that I was looking at, and I actually moved some clients into it. And I surely moved them once again into another location that was closer. But it's those type of things that I would get. And as simple as that it could possibly be, and as, crazy as it may sound, it actually happened. It's real. You know, the answer, the small little things turn into big things. And that's one of the things that I've learned over the years, especially when it came to business, you know. So...
Wow, that is amazing, and that's cool. So, just ask a question, and they'll always answer. That's true, Kareen.
The simpler the better. The simpler the better. Yeah, that's that. What a blessing. You're like, where should I go? 2217. Okay.
Michael, if you get six numbers and they say Florida and it says 70-30, that means we do a 70-30 split. 70 for me, 30 for you. Give me the six numbers. Okay. I'll go from there. Anyway, I love you, Michael. Thank you so much for calling us. Have a great day, okay?
Right, bye,
thank
Michael.
You. Thank you.
Yeah, that's great, you know, because he's told me about his dreams before, and it's amazing how he gets that, you know. So if anybody's struggling with a business, you know, business situations can, you know, God can come to you, angels can come to you, but more than anything, you can have visions about what you need to do. I know you and I have had that in our angel coaches as we're working and building it, you know, Kareen, so.
Absolutely. I mean, all you have to do is ask, and it absolutely will be shown to you in a dream, and, you know, it may not come as simply as well, Michael's receiving with the 2217, but you'll definitely get an answer. It might take a little bit of deciphering, but you'll absolutely get an answer. So trust in that. There's an answer in there somewhere, even if you don't understand what the symbols mean. You can look it up online. There's a lot of great resources online that you can look up symbols on, or in books, or just talking about it with a friend. And then seeing what resonates within you. You'll get an answer.
Oh, and Kareen, don't forget, they can come to the great dream interpreters, Tari and Kareen at angelcoaches.com.
Yes. We absolutely. We are great with that. We you and I interpret each other's dreams on a daily basis as part of our routine.
Yeah, exactly. Look, Yeah, lots of practice. And yeah. We had lots of good dreams.
Yeah, and we just helped a client of ours interpret her dream just earlier today when we were giving her her reading. And hers was absolutely wonderful. It was just about transformation and, moving through changes and growing with it. She had a great symbol of a goldfish in her dream, a huge red and gold one, which symbolizes, positive changes, luck, not having to push for anything, but being totally in the flow and growing in it. And it was just beautiful, beautiful.
I remember that. And she also had a dream about twins, which if you guys, anybody's listening in and has a dream about twins a lot of times can mean the duality. For her, it was the conscious and the unconscious working together. So when you can get those two working together, wow, what a lot of prosperity flows to you.
Right.
And, got the symbol of the goldfish, that was like a double, like one of those dreams that you only dream about. But, hey, a lot of symbolism in it. It was good stuff.
Yeah. Before we take the next two callers, she actually received her messages or these symbols in the it's what we call like the twilight stage, which is like lucid dreaming, where you're still aware of what is going on around you. It's like the moment, either before you fall asleep or right before you wake up, where you're kind of like half in, half out, right? And you're really tuned in to the dream still, but you also are partly awake. That is, for any of you out there that have experienced that is a great time where you can actually be really present in the dream that you're having and ask questions or talk yourself through the dream or just ask, what does this symbol mean? And you will get the answers. I promise you will. I think in that state, she was telling Spirit to slow down a little bit because she was kind of traveling a little bit fast. But, at that stage, if there's somebody in front of you or if you're in a car with someone, you can ask, what does this symbol mean? Why am I in the car with this person? What does this car symbolize? And you will get the answer. You absolutely will. And it's a little bit of, it's kind of fun to work in that state too, because you're kind of playing in the dream, but still getting answers. So.
She was really good. And I want to say this because this is a really good dream symbol, not dream symbol, but she was dreaming that she was going through really fast and it was black all around her in the dark. She says not darkness in a bad way, but just dark. And, that's in The Gap. That actually Wayne Dyer writes a book called The Gap. That's where you and God can work, co-create together. And I told her that. I was like, that is an amazing place to be, because it's like you have God, I think God is all a part of us, not separate from us, but you have God there with you. You have all the energy in the world to manifest and make whatever you want to happen. You know what I mean? And The Gap, the book The Gap, there's a CD that goes with it, Meditations for Manifesting. Is a meditation that will help you take you to the gap where you and God can co-create together. Super. She's like such an amazing soul, as we all are, but to come to where she's at, and I know she's had a lot of challenges, but she's overcame them, and I think one of the keys for her to be able to get the dreams that she's getting, to receive the blessings that she's having, is just being willing to receive and being open to accept everything that's given to her. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I think sometimes that's why. Yeah, and I think sometimes that's can be a challenge for us, to just accept and believe. And when you do that, boy, it all comes to you. I think, Cree, it's really important just to mention too that some people think that you have to be a really good or nothing, or you have to be a certain person to start receiving, and you don't. You just have to have an open heart and a willingness to listen and learn. And then you can start receiving the prosperity that is a part of our right as spiritual beings having a human experience. That's what I truly think.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think if it's the, well, we'll see which Amy this is, but that one of the clients that we work with, she's actually seeing that happen when she is not pushing against anything, and she's in the flow of allowing. Things are falling into place so much better than what she could have planned for herself. With our client that we spoke with earlier today, she has had no fear in really accepting and embracing all of her challenges
And you know, she's really at the pinnacle of now all these things falling into place for her as well now too. So it's wonderful to see. Absolutely a blessing to see.
I know. I'm excited too. And it's you mm-hmm. know what, we're, you and I have really got a cool life because we get to really experience these miracles. It's amazing some of these conversations you and I get to participate in, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Oh, so, I know. And even, I know. And they're all such great teachers because you actually see, you know, you actually see all these philosophies and all these things that we read about, really, how it plays out. You see, you know, the proof is in the pudding, and it's such a joy to be able to see, you know, the people that we work with really starting to manifest all their dreams just by kind of the key things, which is just allowing, not pushing, accepting, embracing, with an open heart, an open mind, and come to a place of wanting to learn and to grow through our challenges. And when you can do right. that, oh my goodness, it's like floodgates open and the universe says, you know, she's ready, he's ready, and just gives you all that you've been asking for. And we're seeing that happen now, which is amazing. So, but that leads us to our next caller. Do you want to take her? Because I think this is the Amy that we're seeing it happen to. So, Amy, welcome.
Hey, Amy.
Hi. Hello.
Anyway, you sound so shy on the phone, okay, because you're on the radio. Normally, you got so much to say and just launch into 1,000 words. But I know you've had a couple dreams, and Karina and I want to share a message with you. I think we'll talk about that after your dreams. But I know you've had nightmares, right? You've had Easter Bunny dreams or Easter dreams. And, you know, Easter dreams can happen if you believe in Easter or you believe in not the Easter, but the Passover. It doesn't matter, you know, because it can. Right. It doesn't matter what you believe in. It's a symbol that you understand. So that's the reason why the angels come to you with that particular symbol. So, but let's start with the nightmare first. What kind of nightmares have you been having?
Well, like y'all have been saying, it's this evolution, love felt backwards, you know, evolved that y'all taught me or brought it to my attention, and I guess it was around that time that the dream that I had, it was a war in my head prior to that night or that morning waking up to realizing, and I should also point out that I haven't dreamed per se. I know I've dreamed, but I haven't woken up in, I can't remember how long to remember anything that went through my brain. And so it was very scary, so like a nightmare, because it's like the first time I actually think of dreaming or remembering that I'm dreaming it. All I could see was dark. It was a man in dark, but it was like a cloak. You know, he was just cloaked, I mean, just head to toe black. Everything was black. I was there. I could see a coffin. Everything was black. I couldn't see, and I kept trying to ask, okay, you know, is someone sick in my family, is someone dying in my family, is there a death, did someone just die, what, you know, what is this, what am I supposed to receive from this, and, you know, who is this, and I kept trying to ask who this was, and I could not see who was in this coffin, and in the midst of just learning to stay still, then I just started trying to write down my thoughts again and blast you guys of 500 different variations of what this could mean. I just kept coming back to someone dying, you know, and so of course you start with in your family, okay, who's sick, who's old, who's, you know, who's close to me that I would be dreaming something so vivid that has to be, that, you know, to me, I was like, it has to be close to me. And then, you know, I'd go through that, and then I went through the state of everything that I've been working on in me and some of my dreams in my heart of, okay, is this, you know, what I'm longing for is my dream to be the man of my dreams and have the family of that I've always desired with the man of my dreams. And I thought that was it. Maybe it was, you know, everything I've been hoping and praying was really, no, it's dead. It's gone. That's over. It's not ever going to come to pass. And I need to move on and let go. And none of it was making a whole lot of sense until I think several days after even speaking with you guys, then it just came that it was only just me in the room, that the realization of the old Amy. It was my death of my old ways of doing things, because I'm learning and seeing of how the one thing that is probably easy for some but yet hard for others, which would be for me, is I've always been taught to be proactive. I've always been taught you gotta make things happen. You gotta get on the move. You can't just sit and be, you know, idle. You can't just say, hey, God, I need this, and just sit on the couch and wait for it to come to you. It's like you got to be constantly doing something, and it's pretty much how I was just raised. So the idea and the evolution of learning to be still and actually learn the flip side of the prayer of God, bless me. Well, in order for God to bless you, sometimes you have to be still. You have to be quiet, and it can't be the way that you're thinking how it hasn't played out. And I've been blessed here just in this past week and even day or two of seeing that God has blessed, and actually a true miracle in my own life. And that's been my hardest thing my whole life. I'm almost 40, and having to sit still and keep my mouth shut is going to be the biggest task ever till the day I die.
Well, you are doing it. You're doing it so well, Amy. And I know that you got a dream about Easter, that you're a man of your dreams, and you and he are going to have, and as I said, Easter is a symbol that you understand, but it can be Passover, it'd be a birthday party, but Easter is something that's a timeline you understand. And so
right.
Easter,
recently, yes.
Yeah, you guys are going to be eating Easter bunnies and Easter baskets eggs together.
He has, you know, children. I have children, and it was us and our children, and we were celebrating Easter. Family was around. It's not so much per se, you know, his family, my family, or who knows if it was a huge family of everyone's family or something, but it was just been, I could just see it was very bright Easter colors. It was like an Easter celebration. Didn't really see baskets or anything. It was just more, and after meditating on that and asking my angels to reveal what that is, it's more, I think I even told you guys that it's just like a resurrection, you know, it's like a rebirth, and that's Christ came out of the grave, you know, and he ascended he ascended to heaven, and I think I believe that's the correlation of the light in where Easter, or, you know, raised with Easter / Resurrection Sunday, so, you know, Passover, Jesus ascending into heaven to seat at the right hand of the God, of the Father. So, yes, and even more interesting, this morning I woke up, and today I feel like I have not slept. And so this is one that I'm having now, and learning this gift that I think, you know, like y'all have helped me realize that I've had inside but actually never paid attention because I was too busy trying to live my life the way I thought, and sort of kind of not sit still and
sit back.
That's
what we call it. Amy Almighty. Remember Bruce Almighty? Amy Almighty.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Listen, yeah. I got to share this with you, okay, because Corrine has got a real special message for you. You want to tell her, Corrine? You tell her. It's going to be fun. Okay.
Yeah. So you're exactly right on this dream about a rebirth, that you're in all of these revelations, okay? So stay the course here, which is you have now been given proof that when you do, that God's plan, right, is always a better plan than we could have ever envisioned for ourselves, no matter how much we try to fight to make it happen our way and in this timing and this way, right, that when we just be still, God's plan always works out 100 times better than we could have ever envisioned for ourselves, right? And you saw that firsthand.
Yes.
When you just took a step back, okay? So don't forget this, okay? That experience is going to add to your little, you know, your little toolbox of faith here that, hey, I've actually experienced what happens when I can do that. So now I can do this for the rest of my life and trust that it'll always work out for my highest and best good because I did it once before, okay? So keep that with you and this energy with you really high, okay? Because I got a message, and I was brushing my teeth, and all of a sudden you just popped in my head. And then I heard Mark say something about, he said something like, it was along the lines of just, and I couldn't quite get it. He spoke so fast, I was like, what? The energy around it was about him kind of having his own rebirth, okay? And waking up to his own things, like, what am I doing? I've been totally screwing around this entire time. I got to stop. And, you know, I'm done
I don't need to run and hide anymore. Okay. So it's along the lines, but you, it starts with you. You staying the course, focusing on yourself still and being still and going with the flow and allowing the opportunities to come to you. Because when you push, you delay or prevent. Okay. And you've seen that happen. All right. So right now it's about going in the flow, staying in this energy. Okay. Because there's good things that are waiting to happen that are in alignment with the vibration that you're sending out right now, which is one of acceptance and of allowing and of trust and faith in the process, and that you don't need to push or force anything. Okay. And if you stay on this path, it's like I'm seeing these things now shifting into place to fall into place for you very fast. Okay. So I hope that gives you a little bit of hope.
That is great. I have to tell you something, okay? So here's what I'm hearing, okay? And you and I talked about this, Amy, the other day. So, Corrine, they're eating Easter cake together and having Easter bunny baskets or Easter bunny eggs. So is it happening around Easter? I misunderstood. Did you get that message? And two things I've learned. Amy, her guy's coming back. Second of all, your dream was only a dream. You still have teeth because you were brushing them. And the third thing is, yeah, right? And the third, she's got beautiful teeth, by the way. I'm teasing her. And the third thing is that you were connecting with Mark's higher self, right? Her guy's higher self, correct? And that's what had happened, just being in that flow. Right, Corrine?
Oh, you mean when I was brushing my teeth?
Yes.
Oh, I was connecting with her or something like that, but I was, you know, but that's exactly right, though, because we can connect with our higher selves and the higher selves of others when we get out of our own way, right? When we're in that kind of meditative state or not thinking about anything and we're just kind of in that zone, just like we kind of are when we're brushing our teeth, right? We're always kind of just like staring at ourselves in the mirror and just doing whatever, you know, whatever our ritual is when we're brushing our teeth. And then that's, you popped in and then he popped in and then I heard him say what he said. And then I was like, what? and then I said, oh, okay, good. But what I got after that was that it's so important that you stay on this path. Okay. Because you've learned something really valuable here. It's like you have shifted. Okay. You've ascended. You have now learned what your soul has asked to learn, but you're still in the process of it. Okay. So you've got to stay with this and say, and take everything that you've learned, because you've learned so much. You learned to push through your fear, to trust not only, you know, yourself, but spirit, because you are the one that, Tarina and I laugh about this all the time. You see angels like firsthand in the physical form in your house, and you hear them. And yet before, you didn't even care that you saw them, because you were still worried about, is he going to call me? Is he, you know what I mean? And they were telling you these messages. I know. So now you know how you feel, and what you have been hearing from your angels is now in total alignment, right? Because you feel this in your heart, right? So now connect with that truth. And let that carry you forward, because all that, you know, and we knew that you were going to get there, because there were the couple of nights where you were like, all this fearful craziness going on, right? But then you learned that's not truth. And what is my truth? What my truth is what is in my heart, right? And what is in my heart is exactly what the angels have been saying to me, you know, and okay, now I'm listening. So now you're in total alignment. So it's important that you don't fall back, okay? And just go forward, move forward, walk forward each day now with faith and trust in the process. All right,
Amy,
just carry that energy.
Yeah, Amy, I have to tell you something, okay? Because a lot of people call Corrine and I and are on the Tuesday night calls, and they want to talk to angels. They got the man, they got everything, or the woman. And you're so funny. Yeah, I saw an angel in my bedroom, but and you know, when is he really going to come back, Corrine and Tarie?
When is he going to call? Yeah, but I don't know what she would. I am so funny. We were like, wait a second. We're like, rewind. Wait, you saw an angel? And you're like, yeah. She just walked. She was in the kitchen. She walked into my daughter's bedroom. And, you know, but anyways, is he, you know, am I going to hear from him this week? And we were like, wait, hold on. Something really important.
That's so cool. I love that about you, Amy. But anyway, you are amazing girl.
Thank you. And this would be another one probably for y'all that, you know, because I'm learning, it's all new, and that's what I was going to say. Last night, it was just interesting. It's just like this morning, I feel like I have not slept at all, literally. Like, I feel like I was up the whole entire night. But I feel like I went on a tour of my, like, everything in my life, of what I've always worried and was trying to, I had to do this to do this, I had to do this to this. And So this is one of my new things. I think, you know, as far as reminded me to sit still was so far the message that I'm receiving of, but it just felt like I was flying. So you're talking about, like, you know, when I was seeing angels, yes, and I was like, what? Okay, yeah, I don't know. I've been seeing that for a couple of days. I don't know what it is, but okay, yeah, I think it is. But yeah, what now? I'm getting a call. And I've been like that. It's funny, and that's why I share that with y'all today, because today I've been like, I don't think I slept. No, I'm rested. I'm not tired if I didn't sleep. And then I'm like, I feel like I was flying. And and then it's just like, and then it wasn't a dream. It was just like everything that's been in my head, like almost every crack and crevice in my brain from, you know, from cleaning my dishes to, you know, kids' subjects to my job, my this, you know, traveling. I just felt like I was on this flight, like I was on tour, but above. And so
you're processing.
And then all day today I've been like, okay, was I flying with one of my angels, or that was just probably in my head. So I'm still learning. I'm the rookie at this one, but I like the newness, and that I can say. And
well, I have to tell you this, Amy, and this is something, because we've got another caller, and then we're going to let you go. You and Mark, you stop, you sit down your wings to have Easter dinner, and Mark will stop running to have Easter dinner, and you guys can break some Easter bread together. Okay, so have fun.
Right. But allow the opportunities to come to you. You don't need to create it, because it's already happening for you, okay? So just trust that.
I know.
That.
Okay. I love that.
I know.
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay.
We're coming to the wedding. Okay.
Y'all, trust me, on the journey that I'm in, y'all are going to probably be my only bridesmaid, so hope y'all are.
Oh, come on.
No worries. Okay, we both look great in bridesmaid colors. Okay, so anyway, take care.
Awesome.
Have a good night.
Okay, bye, Amy.
Bye.
Okay, we've got one more caller. We'll take Peter real quick. Peter from California.
I'm going to bet you that is Peter Santa Maria. I'm going to bet you.
Really? Oh, he's from California?
No, but he's just doing some astral travel there tonight. So. Hey, Peter.
Listen, I'm in Hollywood, Florida, not Hollywood, California.
Oh!
Okay, well, we thought you were astral traveling there, Peter. I was like, gosh, you got to teach me that trick. That's kind of cool, you know? Anyway, talk to us. You got a couple of minutes here.
First of all, Kareem, we don't know what you look like. So you got to put up a picture somewhere, or you're going to, you know, we just think of you like some kind of butterfly or ladybug. We just don't know what you look like.
I'll post a picture. I don't have very many pictures, but I'll definitely find one.
That's cute.
Now, the second thing is that in my dreams, I don't remember them, but I'm acting less on impulse and more on intuition every day. Like, you know, I don't remember the dream, but each day I function a little bit softer and I'm listening more. But the dreams are like heavy. Like I do a lot of things, and I go here and I go there, and it's just hard. And then when I wake up, I go, damn, I'm glad that's over. But then I live that day more on purpose, so I can't remember them, but I function better with them.
Is that like you're getting downloads on the dreams from when you're in dream state, Peter?
Yeah, because the last thing I remember about the last dream was that I was trying to get a job as a taxi driver. I'm never going to work as a taxi driver. But when I woke up, I go, wow, I'm never going to do that. And then I had a great day. You know, everything came on in a perfect sequence. There was no, you know, mistake here, mistake there. Everything happened the way it should be.
Synchronicity.
Wow. Yeah, a taxi means that you're in transition. That's what a taxi symbolizes, transition. And that's exactly what you're going through. Yeah. And then I think this will be helpful for you and for Amy, if she's still listening, is there are many times when I wake up and I feel like I haven't slept because so much information has been downloaded. And some of those times I can't remember what I dreamt, but I feel like a lot of stuff has happened. Like I tell Tari, I said, I think I'm living two separate lives here. Like I feel like I've been traveling around doing so many things. And then when I wake up, I'm like so exhausted because I feel like I just lived my other life, and now here's my other one. So you can ask, yeah. And what has really helped for me is I will, before I go to sleep, I say, you know, God and the angels, please come to me in my dreams again tonight and give me messages that will help me on my path. However, please give it to me in a gentle, easy way so that when I wake up, I still feel refreshed but retain the information. And so now I wake up feeling as though I've had a lot of things downloaded, but I don't feel so exhausted. So I hope that helps you, at least in that way your day can... Well, but you were saying your day was good, though, right?
Yeah. But for the past 2 or 3 weeks, I've been so happy about nothing except that I know I'm going to be in one of these spaceships next year. Now, I know that sounds crazy, but I know it. I know it just like I know that I'm talking to the phone now. So I don't tell a lot of people that, because, you know, but I really do know that they're going to be here and that people are going to be able to go into shifts and see this and that. So I just figured, well, okay, that's nice. And I put it away, but then it comes right back, but with joy, not with concern, not with worry. And so I said, well, great, you know, if it happens, without, you know. But the dreams are heavy. But I don't think they're
okay,
dreams.
I have to ask you a question, okay, because we – hold on a second. Yeah. So we've got about another minute before we close. Really quickly. So to get a ticket on a spaceship, do we need to call you or go to your website to buy a ticket? Just kidding, Peter.
No. There's certain people that are here on this planet to help other people ascend and go through the process of accepting this thing that's going to happen. And that's what I think some people are going to be able to do that and help, you know, or put people at ease when this happens. It's going to happen. And I'm waiting
well,
for President Obama.
And if it happens in the next year or so, great. But sometimes I think putting a timeline on it can say, okay, I've got to get ready. What do I need to do? So if, you know, my dad used to tell me this. It was a verse in the Bible. He said, pray without ceasing. And what I realized is it wasn't about prayer, praying on your knees. It's just like living with an attitude of grace. Loving yourself, loving God, loving your angels, trying to serve your higher purpose. And if you're doing that, whether you leave on a spaceship, whether you leave to move or whatever it is, that's always a good place to be. But if you just live in constant connection with your higher power, if it's God, Buddha, whoever it is, I think that's the best thing. And I tell you what, we're going to have to close because we've got about 30 seconds or so. So thank you, Peter.
Okay.
You are always amazing.
Take care.
And if anybody wants a reading with us, you can go to angelcoaches.com. And also, if you want to, we have a Tuesday night manifesting call that teaches you all about manifesting and making things happen. So it's all of that is at our site at angelcoaches.com. And anyway, everybody have a good night. Take care.
Good night.